Vortex Temporum. Composers and the inner thoughts about this and that. A podcast by Lee Mina and Art Nutin.
I'm getting old. I'll write and record a sentence a day to show it. You'll hear it happen and somehow see it happen. I'll feel it happen, which can be quite different. Or not. Let's see. The biggest problem with this idea is to be sure that the person I am tomorrow still agrees with me, or, in my actual perspective, to force myself to agree with whoever I was yesterday. Actually, even the mere routine is quite difficult to achieve. I just skipped a whole day to prove it. Or, more accurately, life has made me skip that day, showing me how inefficient my ideas are. It seems that time makes me drift away from my own ideas. And now that 4 days passed since this thing started, whoever I was then has slowly become a distant memory. For you who have been listening, despite the time lapse of the recordings, everything still seems to be happening in the immediate present. At least that's what I now think will then happen. Or, putting myself on your perspective, I then thought that now would happen. Now, another day was skipped without me having the chance to write or record. Although quite unwillingly, this exemplifies my last sentence, written and recorded 2 days ago. It might be important to emphasize that I'm not simply reading a sentence every day. I'm actually conceiving each sentence each day, forcing myself not to continue any line of thought, not knowing, therefore, where all this will end, but still not giving up the glue that must chain the sentences so that they flow as close as possible to that line of thought. This lack of continuity is quite disturbing for me, since whatever I have to say today will surely disappear tomorrow. As I said, I'm getting old, and my memory, especially of recent things, fails quite frequently. I think of all the artistic masterpieces that took years to be finished. How could the artists stay loyal to their ideas when so much time passed through them between the beginning and the conclusion of the work? I used to have a good memory, and actually, things that happened when I was young still grab on to me quite clearly. It's the more recent events that tend to fade away, leaving, after a couple of days, almost no trace. How can there be any continuity when your thoughts are broken into sentences that you only think each day that you say them? And why does time break continuity when it was time that created continuity in the first place? It's not really time, is it? It's in my head. My brain cannot draw continuity when so much time passes and space is traveled between each thread of thought that I add to this monologue. By editing these recordings together, however, I'm expecting you will. Now, for instance, I'm home at my quite noisy apartment in Karl Marx Allee. I'll open the window to show you. And now, as I close the window, I'm at the school where I teach,
more than 24 hours later.
That was quick, wasn't it? This jump in time and space. But for me it took quite a while. And just to say this, another day had to pass. I've been recording on different locations, mainly at my home, using my mobile phone and planning to edit everything together in the near future. It's all about the future and about the past. The stories of how we use time, perceive it, and spend it. The present is something so small, we tend to lose it continually. Everything is turned into stories, from a beginning to an end. From trying to imagine the future to trying to remember the past. From wanting to live life to realizing life has been lived. From wanting to grow up to wishing not to have grown. From waking up in the morning, anticipating a whole day, to laying down at night, realizing it has gone. From preparing a cup of coffee to drinking the last sip a few minutes later. From opening a window for some fresh air to closing the window to keep the cold outside. From starting to listen to a piece of music to rebuilding it in your memory after it ended. From starting to record a sentence every day to slowly deciding it's time to stop.
J'existe. C'est doux, si doux, si lent et léger. On dirait que ça tient en l'air tout seul.
Would it be possible to put all this into the present, into our perception of present, each one of our precious life stories, our whole life story, framed into a single feeling of the present, frozen as it will? Would there be time for emotion or simple contemplation? Let me break my own rules and take you out of my apartment. Through the stairs. Going out through the back door. Into the Hinterhof, as they call it here in Berlin. And into the city where I lived for 40 years, by the ocean, in Portugal. and into a frozen time before or after all this. And now that I reach the end of these recordings, I'm more than 30 days older than when I started, while for you who listens, only about 10 minutes have passed. This makes me think that our timelines have split irreversibly, that my other I in the future will keep on living, maybe listening to these recordings every once in a while I'll remain trapped in this recording forever.
You listened to Tiago Couto Live. This episode was released on the 1st November 2022. Vortex Temporum is a podcast by Limina and Arte no Tempo.